I mean, this was the USA Today. And I know there have been stories. We've talked a couple of times. But I thought, well, maybe there's something new here. But once I got into it, it's like, I'm not sure. But they will pass it along. Amanda Perez Pintado has the column here that talks about why egg prices are soaring across the United States. I mean, we note that there are high prices for a lot of items that we buy, but eggs are one of those that kind of just stand out. Mm-hmm. In fact, says here the average price, again, this is average across the country, as of early January, $4.25 a dozen.
That's a lot.
Yeah, compared to the average, which was $1.93 last January. So, you know, it's almost a $2.50, almost $3 difference. Depending on your price, and again, depending on your location, mm-hmm. you're talking country averages. I do like the way she starts her column, though. She says, shoppers across the nation have been scrambling for months to keep up with the soaring egg prices. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very
funny. Nice. Funny.
So, let's see. I already told you what the average was. So, here's it says, so why are eggs so expensive? She writes this. Three reasons. An increase in holiday demand.
Well, everybody has to have deviled eggs. On the holiday.
And I get that, but I got to say, I don't recall in previous years any big
I don't think so
increase.
Either.
So are we talking about baking, too? Is that why?
I get it. I mean, there's probably more of a demand because of all those things that go into a holiday. Right. But
deviled eggs, Christmas cookies, that kind of thing.
But that's only one of three reasons. She also references higher production costs for farmers and the outbreak of bird flu.
Yeah, the bird flu.
That's the one I've been hearing about most.
Yep.
Okay, so we're all on the same page there. And when we look at some of the stats here, this is according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It says here that the bird flu has led to the deaths of more than 57 million birds across 47 states since last February when it really began. And it's kind of 57 million.
I got a question. Why are we not seeing masks on chickens?
Well, that's not the bird flu.
I had to laugh because I saw a meme like that on Facebook the other day. Somebody said, put a mask on the chicken.
Hey, if it would help.
If it would help. Yeah, right. Heck yeah.
Gregory Martin, who's a poultry educator at Penn State, says, we have seen infections get into a flock where one day the flock is perfectly fine and the next day they're all dead. That's how quickly that the this flu can move through.
Wow.
Amazing.
And, by the way, people have been asking a lot of questions, and I've thought this too, but I figured it was okay. I mean, so these birds are sick and dying, and yet we're eating their eggs still. The bird flu is not a foodborne illness, so poultry and eggs found in grocery stores are safe to eat, let alone eating the eggs, you know, sometimes.
All right.
You know, so that's okay. States like Colorado and California are reporting empty egg shelves at grocery stores. Now, that is, again, one of those depending on where you live.
Right.
I don't think I've seen empty shelves.
I haven't either.
There's plenty of product. It's just expensive.
Way expensive.
So the other question then becomes is when will prices go down? When egg prices will drop is hard to predict, according to an expert. Well, thanks for going out on a limb there.
Take a lucky guess.
It's going to depend on what? Supply and demand. Well, imagine that. Although the expert does say, in the absence, if we can get beyond any new cases of the bird flu, the production of eggs would gradually start to increase, and that would help with a lot of the pricing that the market is right now having to deal with. So,
I can't blame the expert there for not wanting to go out on a limb and just in case they're wrong.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you make that bold prediction that says, well, you know, the bird flu is going to pass and we'll be okay, and in a couple of months everything's fine again, and maybe it increases or maybe it just stays where it is right now.
Right.
Who knows? But
that'd be like asking a political expert who's going to win the race. Yeah, somebody.
One of the candidates on the ballot will win.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well,
hopefully. It'll either be the Democrat or the Republican.
Yeah.
So it sounds like this is just where we are going to be here, at least for the time being, right?
Yeah.
I was shocked that the price of eggs is almost as much as the price of beef. I mean, you know, the per pound price of beef. I looked the other day, and I kind of walked up the aisle toward the eggs and saw the sign on there and turned around and walked the other way because I thought, no, that's just ridiculous.
What's this going to do if it's lasting until Easter? Talk about holiday demand.
I didn't even think about that.
How's the Easter Bunny ever going to get enough eggs to color this year?
We trust the Easter Bunny will find a way.
Yeah.
The Easter Bunny has his ways.
Easter Bunny.
Or her ways.
She'll be coloring Cadbury eggs. That's what she'll be
doing. Ooh, now that's not a bad idea. More chocolate eggs!